Quiet Impact, A Creative Introvert's Guide to the Art of Getting Noticed. Written by Drew Kimball. Narrated by Drew Kimball. You're not the only one. I used to think I was the strangest person in the world. But then I thought, there are so many people in the world. There must be someone just like me who feels bizarre and flawed in the same ways I do. I would imagine her and imagine that she must be out there thinking of me too. Well, I hope that if you are out there and read this and know that yes, it's true, I'm here and I'm just as strange as you. Frida Kahlo. All my life, I felt like the biggest outcast, driven by an unquestioning need to belong and to conform. I still feel it now, but I'm close to the point of not caring. Michelle Laura Lynn. What's wrong with me? I had spent hundreds of dollars to attend that writer's conference, but now all I could think about was how quickly I would be able to make my escape. The keynote speakers had been great, but as I glanced down at my schedule, I knew the worst was yet to come. The end-of-day, not-so-happy-hour meet-and-greet was scheduled for the next 2 hours, which is the reason I found myself frantically searching for the nearest exits. Simply too much. There are too many people to keep track of at these type of large events, too many names and faces to remember, too many pointless stories about the latest game or how hot the weather had been that week, too much commotion and noise. It's just too much information coming at me from every direction. What I could never figure out, however, was that if I was so miserable, why did everyone else seem to be having the time of their life? What's wrong with me? I've been like this for as long as I can remember. I have this tendency to sit around for days, dreading large social events. I cringe when someone mentions an upcoming meeting or, God help me, a group team-building event. I begin to feel uneasy around the holidays because they always bring with them an endless gathering of family and friends that, for whatever reason, makes me want to hide inside my car until January. Even celebrating my birthday has always filled me with a sense of dread. Not because I'm getting older, but because it means that I will likely be the center of attention. What the hell is the matter with me? Why couldn't I enjoy parties like everyone else, or get together with a group of friends without it sending me into some weird panic mode? It's not even that I'm that socially awkward. Although I'm usually quiet in large group conversations, when it comes to talking to someone one-on-one, I've been known to be downright chatty. So if that's the case, why would I still rather be home reading a book or binge-watching my way through my Netflix queue? Why introverts have gotten a bad rap. I wish they would only take me as I am. Vincent van Gogh. We've been lied to our entire lives. Our culture has been built on the idea that those who talk are the ones who know. We have been told from an early age that we should speak up, get involved, and just do it. We favor those who are decisive and not afraid to take action. We've been taught that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and if you want to move up, you've got to speak up. If you happen to be an introvert, it can be hard to grow up in this culture and hear these types of messages day after day. When this type of behavior doesn't come naturally to you, it's easy to feel like there's something inherently wrong with you. Think about some of the words that people typically use to describe an introvert.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?